You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. April 2nd edition. Christy Simone, Ed Alexander.
Morning, Christy Simone.
Good morning to you.
Here we go again.
Had a couple of folks who listened to Ben from the Vine Bovine on the show yesterday. Adriana was one of them. Went there immediately for lunch and sent me pictures of amazing hamburgers on Wilmot and Speedway. That guy knows how to do it, doesn't he?
They are amazing. If you haven't seen them or had one yet. Woo!
Remember when I said one time when a lady called up and started yelling at me because I must have gave her whatever her favorite restaurant a not so great review on the air, and she's like, "What do you want?" I said, "I just want everyone in the equation to really care.
Yeah.
Give a damn." I think what Ben's doing over at Divine Bovine puts him in the upper echelon of everyone giving a damn. And we have so many great restaurants like that. Wendy's another one from Chef Chic.
Oh yeah.
You know,
with love.
The Flores kids, all these different things out there, but the ones that you hear me talk about repeatedly are the ones that I know top to bottom are trying to do their best to give a damn. And so we'll do that. What else do we got here today? I don't know if you guys know this, but there's COVID-19 out there just popped up, and so we'll talk about that. We're going to talk this. There's a Town Hall article about, it's called "The Super Smart Elite Shine During the Pandemic," and this is just some of the great moments of some of these geniuses in TV news, and he kind of takes them to town. It's pretty funny. We have Senator Blackburn from Tennessee talking about maybe what China should be doing to make up for unleashing their pandemic on the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to talk about Catholic leaders urging bishops to restore sacraments during the pandemic. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about hydroxychloroquine, Pima County water breaks. What else do we got here today? Emergency ruling on graduating seniors. Good Green Valley story. George Encinas, who does some really good stories for Dan down at the Green Valley News, has a little bit of the breakdown of the Adelita Grijalva Consuelo Hernandez.
Oh, yeah. Battle. Here we go. Somebody's writing about it.
We'll talk about that. So that's good. Someone sent me a picture. Was it Matt? Of the Adelita Grijalva people walking through the neighborhoods.
Oh, yes. With
their masks on.
Yeah. What about the social distancing, hon? Girly, all's fair in politics. All's fair. The hell with you people.
Do you think Chief Magnus is going to bust on Adelita Grijalva?
For going door to door, knocking
that
on
ain't
people.
Happening. Come on.
Yeah.
Look, Tia Gloria just talked about these guys running around. One guy walked out with a rifle after breaking into a house in her neighborhood, and it took the cops 3 hours to get there. So you know something? They're going to stop her folks from collecting signatures? We're only semi-naive here, not totally naive. What else do we got here today? We have Congressman Schweikert. Then right after Congressman Schweikert, we have the actual U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf.
Yes, you do.
Calling in. 8 o'clock hour, we have author Sidney Powell. It's called Conviction Machine. It's about stuff going down in the U.S. Prosecutor's Office. It's a new book that he's got coming out. And then hopefully today or tomorrow, we're going to have Governor Ducey on. So we're working on that story, too.
He's a busy man like Rahina, but he just might make time. Just thinking, huh?
Oh, you leave her alone.
Oh.
She's under a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know, when people tell you that, as a defense?
They're over their head.
I think right now everyone's got a lot on their plate.
Exactly. Everybody is stressing, man. Everybody, even if you're not outwardly inside, nobody knows what's going on. It's a scary time.
And remember, they spent over $1 million to put her in that spot.
Well, doesn't mean she
could
do the job.
Can Chuck, and another thing, another question is, can Chuck Huckleberry, can he lay himself off?
Can he survive with only 70% of his staff?
You know, what's interesting is you don't see Chuck taking any pay cut on his $400,000 salary.
Well,
but some of the hourlies can go track down some, maybe some federal unemployment.
Thanks. Thanks, guy. Here we go. Bye.
A couple of the stories we're going to do today. This is from Bill Bennett. It's called, who used to do a radio show.
Yeah,
nationally.
Right.
Used to be on the station when we first started. It's called Time
Morning
for a Second
America,
Opinion.
Right? Yeah.
We're going to do a discussion about Senator Tom Cotton and his, it's called The Senator Who Saw the Coronavirus Coming. And we're going to talk about that and some of the timing of some of the things that he was trying to do in January. But, you know, some of our brothers and sisters out there in the world of politics were very involved in spending a lot of time and energy trying to impeach a president on basically nothing.
Yeah. Well, the virus was on its way to the shores. Brilliant.
We had a miracle yesterday. I was at the Target in the Valley of Gold up in my part of the woods. It was like early afternoon, like 2-ish.
Uh-huh.
I would have said on the paper towel aisle, I bet they had 6 to 8 packs of paper towel.
Don't tell anybody, really.
Yeah.
In the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Either the stockers are on top of it.
Billy number two's fighting the senior crowd this morning to see what he can find at Fry's, so hopefully he can call us up with a beating up his fellow Fry's people to get that last whatever he's going to find at Fry's today. So we'll see how that goes down. Tomorrow we're going to have Lorena from La Hacienda up in Oro Valley as part of our Food Fridays. The Food Monday, Wednesday, Fridays that we're doing are very popular, and I think we're now booked into May is the way that's going, but we're talking about if we're going to expand that or how that's going to work. So we will find out more tomorrow. And then McCluskey's got a bunch of stuff tomorrow. So we got a bunch of stuff. How's that for
That's a good thing. Have a show and have a bunch of stuff.
Well, crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely
on
crazy.
On top of it. We've got the governor's town hall tonight, 6 o'clock. It's going to be on radio and TV, and we will have it here live.
When's the mayor's town hall?
Who?
Isn't Rahina going to do a town hall?
She'll do videos from the bunker.
The evil Republican governor.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to the people, baby. Ay, ay.
You know it's funny, and it's sad, and you see the reaction. The reaction to poor Richard Elias dying last week. If you look at Republicans, the way they talked about it, if you look at Allie, she had a beautiful post on Facebook about it.
Yeah.
Even Keith Van Heineken, who is a hardcore pounding on these guys, even he had a nice little thing about Richard Elias. Right?
Mm-hmm. Steve Christie did.
Now, remember when the Koch brother died?
Yeah.
Some of our folks on the other side?
Yeah.
Said he should have been executed first before he died of natural causes?
Yeah.
Just, you got to look at the way the reaction of this stuff is. And so kudos to all the people. I haven't seen anything from the Republican side of anyone saying anything nasty. It's been nothing but respect and to a man who, you know, passed away suddenly.
Even on their, in the front page of the Pima GOP website.
Right.
I'm sorry, what's his name?
Dave.
Dave Eppenheimer wrote a little...
It's just
people listen here know, and you just got to remind all your friends is what you need to do, because I guess I see the billboards, NPR's on 24/7. Amazing. That's only been happening since the early 1900s, but I hear, because people are pushing around, trying to find the facts, trying to find out what they need to know and cut through the bull. okay? Cut through this side or that side. You know what side we're on, but, you know, we try to bring you some good stuff, too, and then we comment on it.
Look, we had the reporter's reporter on yesterday, Dan Shearer.
Yeah.
Talking about how embarrassed he is by the coverage of this whole thing. And what's going to happen is we'll find out after this is all over, how does the press fare after all this? Because, you know, does the nation, does this improve the nation's respect for the mainstream news people? And I would say by their behavior, wait till I get to this thing about some of these stuff about how they've acted so far. And we'll see if it gets. Maybe we'll do that when we come back. We'll do a little run through of that. So, it's a big holiday today. It's National Burrito Day.
It is. Would you call me?
I called you Ed Alexander.
Thank you.
But it is National Burrito Day,
yes.
So we will take your calls. If you got a, I might ask if you call up. I might ask you your favorite burrito. So we got to do burrito talk before it's all over too.
It's also Peanut Butter and Jelly Day too.
Wow.
So you're covered. It's all you need.
All right.
Glass of milk, bottle of beer, you're good
bottle
to go.
Of beer.
Well, burritos.
6:17
burritos
in the morning.
And beer and
you're on Wake Up Tucson. Tenth of the voice.
That's how I see it.
This hour of Wake Up brought to you by Cabco AZ, Central Arizona Block. Wake Up Tucson, 10th of the voice. All right. Welcome back to Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 the voice, local news and talk. I did send you two emails with appropriate songs for today.
Okay.
I'm not saying they're good.
Huh?
They're mildly fun. They're not great, but they're very appropriate for today's holidays.
It's okay.
Is what I will tell you. We'll have a little, I think we'll have some
peanut
fun
butter.
With them.
I like peanut butter. You want a peanut butter song? Okay.
It's a different one. Than the one you just sang. So we got local fun aids, those with Corona. This is in the Green Valley News. This is by a guy named Dan Shearer. The Greater Green Valley Community Foundation is going to try to put some money together to help local folks. They got $20,000 in donations, including $10,000 from the Greater Green Valley Community Foundation and $5,000 from the Pecan People. Mia Brown, director of sales and marketing for Two Buck Golf, says they have a skeleton crew of 20 to 25 people, and their furloughed employees will greatly benefit from local outreach. The goal of the fund is to support basic needs for individuals or families, such as health care, food, housing, child care, and supplementing wage losses. You know, basically in the end, with all of this, and it's great that they're doing stuff, and I know there's stuff like this going on in Tucson, too. We just did the story about our good friends at Gospel Rescue and how they're doing these 1-4 on a weekday, Blessings to Go, I think that was what they're calling it, where you basically go in, you drive up, you can do a donate, but you can also pick up a food box, and they're, of course, working with the food bank and all, and various places to make that happen. Literally, what's so... The part of what's the reality of this, right? In the reality, the economy is going to be frozen for at least 4 to 6 weeks, probably 6 weeks minimum. Now, I know a few of you said something about Pence said we'll get going again on June 1st. That was something in it, maybe a briefing or something like that. Well, we're going to get to a story before this is all over. There is no one size fits all the entire country kind of thing. And we're going to have to take a hard look when we get into the middle of April. And again, I keep praying that all the flattenings happen. And as you can see, there's certain hot spots. And they're classic, you know, on the, you know, the big metropolises, New York, D.C., L.A., right?
Don't want to be there.
I don't want to undershoot, belittle anything that's going on around here, but you look at some of these other places out there, and it's not great, but it's not horrible with this thing. And what's going to happen is there's going to be some tough decisions when we come out of this, and they're going to start, hopefully, we got to start having that, if, again, this is all predicated on we do kind of flatten the curve in a good portion of the country, we see New York and these different places level out a little bit, is certain states are going to have to open up back for business. Certain states are going to have faith in their businesses and their citizens that they can basically do this social distancing thing for another, you know, heading back to normal, start selling things, start opening up your businesses again. And you're going to have trust that all of your small business owners will do all of these social distancing and things that we got to be a little more hygienic. And it's going to be something that we're going to deal with for nothing's bad from community being more hygienic in the future. As we say in Seinfeld, sometimes Poppy's been a little sloppy. And all, you know, and all of you Rambos that want to go to work when you were sick, and then all you did was make everyone sick. Well, you're not going to do that again. But there will be a moment in this COVID-19 odyssey that we're on that there are going to be states or communities or businesses that are going to say, you know something? We got to open this crap back up again. So there may even be a little civil disobedience one day in the future of someone who wants to open their place back up in a month or so, and the government's going to say, well, I don't know if you should be doing that. So get ready for lawyers and cops and everything, because it might head up to that before it's all over. Arizona Republic had a good list of these companies that are still hiring, because they are the ones that are getting the critical load of the buying, and none of these are going to surprise you. Okay, Walmart Sam's Club. Walmart wants to hire 150,000 new people through the end of May. Amazon, we talked about that. They want to hire another 100,000. CVS is hiring 50,000 full-time, part-time, and temporary roles across the country. Dollar General, 50,000 new employees by the end of April. Instacart, 300,000 additional full-time shoppers over the next 3 months. I assume that's the app that basically someone goes shopping for you and they bring it to your house.
Mm-hmm. Delivery, yep.
Yep. Walgreens, this fill 9,500 positions. Bash's, AJ's, Food City, Albertson, Safeway, Costco, Trader Joe's, Quick Trip, Pepsi, Domino's Pizza, Papa John's, and it's a Phoenix company. So, first responders. Here's this one. Phoenix Police Department has announced on Twitter it's continuing to hire police officers. We're going to cut ours before it's all over.
Yeah.
Banner Health has 950 jobs open throughout Arizona. Security companies. Allied Universal is looking to hire 300 security professionals in Phoenix, Mesa, and Tucson. Some call centers. And that's a Phoenix. This is an Arizona Republic one, so I try to give you the ones that are appropriate for nationwide. So if you have people in your life or you're one of them that needs to go get a job, there are a lot of places that are hiring that hopefully can get you through until we open this place up in another month and a half or so. And it's, again, they're looking for temporary workers, because by the time we get on the back end of this, they're not going to need you probably. And you can hopefully go back to your old job if it's still there. So when we come back, we're going to get to the elite in the media and some of their, quote, genius. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Can't beat a good breakfast burrito, as we like to say. Today's National Burrito Day.
Put on the flat top, man, and just get it warmed up and go.
Used to always get a good place for a great breakfast. We had a breakfast burrito discussion on the show before, but Anita Street Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
over near St. Mary's, Granada is always a great place to start. And then, of course, Chef Chic makes some great... I just had a chorizo and egg one with Wendy about 10 days ago. That was pretty amazing. Sonoran Brunch Company. Kenny makes a great... That's in the old Poco and Mom's. He makes a kick-butt breakfast burrito. Well, just burritos in general. For me, you know, of course, El Huero Canelo for a good carne asada one. Or BK.
Yeah,
BK. When I go to BK, because the Weto doesn't do pork. He only does the beef stuff. At BK, I get the barbacoa or the, he does like a carnitas one, I think. One of those. That's really good. So the barbacoa is beef, but the carnitas, very good. So welcome back to Wake Up Tucson. Now, I know yesterday was April Fool's Day, and there was one meme that people sent to me that you'd get a reaction from certain kids. It was the fake announcement that Doug was making all kids repeat the grade they're in the middle of. They had to come back next year and do it again. Right?
Really?
I'm just going to tell you something. If you showed that to my kid, she'd punch you in the face.
Of course. Not funny.
That one's definitely not funny. The one that I was tempted to do yesterday. I was so tempted, but I didn't want to jump into it. I was going to put on my Facebook page. I've been hearing from sources at the county that Sharon Bronson's retiring and Jennifer Ekstrom is going to now run for her seat, and Jennifer's running around with Adelita with masks on her face collecting signatures. That was going to be my one yesterday, but I stepped away from it. So, listener Martin is giving a thumbs up to the St. Mary's Mexican Food Green Chili Burrito.
Ooh.
They do a great job. Of course, them and Tanya's over there on the Grande Speedway area. They're on St. Mary's, of course. That's St. Mary's. But both make their own tortillas and pretty reasonably priced, either one, Tanya's or. And then there's the other little, there's a little coffee place on Grande just south of Speedway. Oh, I can't believe I'm spacing it. I'll figure it out. And basically, they make really kick-butt coffee, and they do really these really homemade little cool tortillas, burritos, too. So when you get a burrito, it looks like a square because there's two little ones in it and not one big one.
Yeah.
Very cute. You can share it with one you love at Alexander.
Chock full.
Yes. So let's get to the elite in the media. And this is from probably Kurt at Town Hall. It is Kurt Schlichter. So this one's dripping in sarcasm. And as you know, if you listen to the show for the last 11 years, DeSimone can do sarcasm. We Americans are truly blessed to have a mainstream media full of brilliant Renaissance men, women, and gender non-specific entities who are masters of so many varied and intermittently useful skills, and they're eager to share their knowledge with us benighted souls. This pandemic has revealed that every urban Twitter blue check scribbler, Dylan, MSNN panelist, NYT WAPO doofus, and barely legal senior editor of a website. That's amazing. Look at that line. A barely legal senior editor of a website you've never heard of is a Nobel Prize winning epidemiologist, master logistician, meaning logistics, and diversity consultant to boot.
Wow.
That's a magic line right there. Think about that line and think about locally and nationally what he just said again, right? The every urban Twitter blue check scribbler, MSN, CNN panelist, New York Times WAPO doofus, and barely senior legal senior editor of a website you never heard of is a Nobel winning epidemiologist, master logistician, and a diversity consultant to boot. They all may be lousy journalists, but damn it, they're also lousy at the jobs they don't even pretend to train to do.
Hey.
It's awesome to see people with zero life experience in any relevant field weighing in as if we shouldn't laugh in their pimply faces.
Sorry.
I like this one. Here's the typical resume of one of the hacks. Went to high school, never went to parties. Went to college, majored in journalism, never went to parties. Went to journalism grad school, never went to parties. Works in the media, goes to Manhattan or Georgetown, D.C. cocktail parties.
So they have a pulse on America. Yeah.
Each one of them is now an official junior epidemiologist. weighing in on curve flattening and RO rates like they have any idea what that means. What's funny is how they want to decide what we should hear by censoring the president and his team's press conferences, which we have heard from some of these folks, then reporting to us only what they consider things we should know.
You go.
Yes, the media presumes to decide what we need to know. Not Dr. Fauci, not Dr. Bricks. No, the media. Because the media is full of smart people who know stuff or something.
But they live in New York.
It's records poor. The media largely fell for the Imperial College apocalypse flu scenario. This is the guy out of England. And then they wanted to. It's more fun to be chronicling the fall of Rome than just another day in 3rd century AD. The doomsayers ended up walking back their zillion dead to a few thousand dead, and the media just sort of ignored it because, whew, we dodged a bullet. Doesn't have the same resonance as, in capital letters, we're all going to die. Oh, and it's Trump's fault, not the Chinese communist friend's fault.
Thank you. Never China. No.
Another unknown skill that the media believes it possesses is logistics. Quote, why hasn't Trump commanded a million ventilators to just appear? The reporters demand. It's pretty easy to see that they might have gotten the idea that the moment one articulates a desire to possess something, that it magically appears. Capitalism pretty much has made that a reality. If you want something, you can go to the store and get it 24/7. Or you can go to Amazon and it'll be at your expensive Manhattan apartment in 48 hours. Or the same day, right? Since they've never built anything, transported anything, or distributed anything, only benefited from the labor of unhip people who do those things. That's a great line, right? They never built anything, transported right. anything, but they have benefited from the labor of those unhip people who do those things.
Oh.
It's only natural that the delayed adolescents who make up the media class imagine that material goods can simply be wished into being. After all, for all practical purposes during normal times, because the efforts of Americans they look down upon...
Huh?
Material goods pretty much can be simply wished into being.
Amazon, man.
But prosperity takes work. Not that the media would know that. Rhodes Scholar Rachel Maddow. Hold on, get a little coffee in my mint tea.
Who wrote this?
Kurt Schlichter, Town Hall.
Okay.
Rachel Maddow mocked the Navy over the idea it could sail a floating hospital up to New York, leveraging her nautical knowledge.
Yeah.
There's a great line coming up. I love this line.
She's been off the Sound of Nantucket, mm-hmm. so she should know about things like this.
Leveraging, what'd you just say? Oh, Nantucket.
Nantucket.
Sorry. Leveraging her nautical knowledge to insist that the ship was weeks away. Now, I love this line. This next line is great. It took all those water army people a week. I just love the line water army people for. Oh, and the ground army simultaneously built a full hospital a few days. And amazingly, almost none of those folks doing that attended Harvard.
Thank you.
But hey, our media elite has contributed. It accomplished shut up, you racists. The same people who are always telling us how smart they are and how they morally entitled to instruct us peasants have never designed anything, engineered anything, built anything, trucked anything, or assembled anything. Maybe except some crappy IKEA bookcase.
Nope.
I don't have my sound machine. Oh. But they're qualified to insist that, poof, a bunch of N95 masks should magically appear overnight. I guess everything's easy if you don't have to do it yourself.
Wow.
What's even more amusing is their solution to the problem of not magically appearing, which is socialist central planning. They lambasted Trump for not using the Defense Production Act to command companies to build stuff that the government wanted. Yeah, nothing like commanding civilians to do things to make them do at a faster rate. than under the snail-like plodding pace of modern business. Of course, Trump did use the DPA once when GM started dithering and immediately got criticized
right.
for it.
Yes, right. Remember GM strikes back.
Remember when journalisming, you start from the conclusion that Trump is terrible and then work backwards.
Perfect. This is perfect.
Hold on. I got one drink of coffee.
Oh, my gosh. Here. There's more? This is great. This is for everybody who blindly was watching their boob tube, you know, slurring out the side of their mouth going, Martha, did you see that? We're all going to die. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this.
Remember, these are the people I told you we were talking on Monday, quoting the Chinese people, the COVID-19 deaths.
By the Chinese.
Like it was the gospel,
yeah.
Baby.
Like it was actually data, yeah.
The media types were delighted to find empty shelves in our supermarkets.
Oh, yeah.
Which many turned into an occasion of owning the cons over complaints about scarcity of goods in socialist countries. Here's the thing they miss because they're stupid and unserious people. Those goods are no longer on the Safeway shelves or on American family shelves at home. This is a great line. He says, I love this. He goes, those goods are no longer on the Safeway shelves or on the shelves of American families at their house. In socialist countries, there was never anything on the actual store shelves. Because, of course, the idea is you have some of these folks who are saying, you see, capitalism's a failure. The empty shelves just like Venezuela, man.
Look at it. Hello? Comparing America to Venezuela.
Apparently, the media class thinks that giant warehouses with an endless supply of goods just sitting there somewhere waiting. They now have no idea about how logistics works, how goods flow quickly from producer to market, and how expected resupply levels need a few days to adjust from a 10% daily turnover to a 30% daily turnover. They have zero appreciation for inventory management because they don't know how that unglamorous stuff works. It's much easier in the socialist command economy. You get nothing and like it, or don't like it, whatever. Here's your weekly bean allowance. Workers of the world unite. You have nothing to lose but your access to toothpaste and toilet paper.
Oh, my God!
The best part, when the media, the same media that was collectively soiling its doctors because mean old Trump was barring direct flights from China because of, like, you know, racism and stuff. All right, this is too good. Let's go to break. We come back. I'm going to do the rest of this.
Yeah, I have a comments then, too.
Oh,
will you finish this up? This is really good.
I got like a couple more paragraphs, and then we'll do it up.
Send this to you New York Times readers right now.
Congressman Schweiker and then Homeland Security Secretary for the United States of America will also be here in the second hour.
Sweet!
Wake up, Tucson. It's National Burrito Day, for God's sakes. Hey, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show at Alexander Christie Simone. Barney messaged me. It was Tanya's and St. Mary's Mexican food for burritos over on the west side. We're having a little fun with this Kurt Schlichter talking about the geniuses in the media. So let's get to this. Let's finish it off, and then Ed has a moment with Ed, as we like to call it now. The best part is when the media, the same media that was collectively soiling its doctors because mean old Trump was banning direct flights from China because of, I don't know, racism and stuff, demands to know why, back in December, Trump was not commanding a zillion Wuhan flu tests, a zillion masks, and a zillion ventilators to be created while locking down all of America. That's part of it, right? Is that he did that, and when he did that in January, he got crap.
Yes.
But now they're like, well, why weren't you protecting us back in December?
When there was this impeachment thing going on.
Getting your time machine, Donald. No one's, there's no perfect response to this.
Of course not.
No one's ever...
Just make it up as you go, and you try to do the best you can.
Yeah. Well, no matter where you're at, yeah. Right? Whatever level of
you,
government
me,
you're at.
You, me, the president, whatever.
Right?
But if you're a leader, you better have a good crowd around you to help you with some information. To make a
leaving
good decision.
Aside the whole lack of an enumerated power to do such a thing, in what world would have Trump convinced anyone, least of all a media that was slobbering over his bogus impeachment at the time?
Thank you.
This is another good line.
This
is one of Kurt's best. Let me do it one more time. In what world would have Trump convinced anyone, least of all the media, that was slobbering over his bogus impeachment at the time, that some bat soup-derived pathogen in Wuhan, China, was going to black swan all over the economy? The lack of seriousness by the people who presume to be reporting the news to us is more breathtaking than the darn Chinese communist flu. Our media is garbage, full of clowns and dilettantes with no experience and less common sense.
What?
The media is now complaining that the pandemic is hurting its industry badly and that some of the media may go under because of the woking pneumonia. That's what he's called. Instead of
walking.
He's called woking pneumonia. Well, I guess you can't paint anything all black. So what they're saying is, so think about this. With all of the panic stuff that they've run out there, right? Running with the Chinese, doing things like running with the Chinese data like I said earlier, data, right? CBS running panicked Italian footage and calling it New York City.
Thanks.
Right? And now they're all saying, oh, the economy hurt, no one's advertising, so we might have to go under? Wow. You guys are good. 790-2040. Let's go to Ed Alexander on line 4 with a moment. With Ed.
This
it's like
is,
Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy.
This is so perfect. This is an incredibly perfect, and you should send it to everybody that you know. What was that? I thought it was top of the hour CBS news thing. Ding. It's the media is so reactionary. The media is, you know, everybody has cut back in the last. They don't report much. Okay, when I really saw behind the curtain. Was January 8th in Tucson, Arizona. Gabby Giffords was shot and other people also and killed other people. And I saw all those damn NBC, ABC, CBS trucks. Every truck in the world drove from L.A. overnight to set up over at the Safeway. And they camped out there for a week. A week. These are the laziest people in the world. More than what the only reason you get any news is because somebody walks out in New York City and it's empty and they take a picture of it. These people, I mean, what is it? Tell me if you don't turn on the TV at 5 and 6 o'clock and see empty shelves at the Safeway store.
So I just want to.
You just go and stand in front of nothing and make a story.
So I was, so Conan O'Brien's been doing some funny vids during all of this, right? So he does one where he's walking. He's walking down the quote empty street, right?
Right.
And he goes, "Look at me! I'm just like a reporter walking down the empty street because it's been abandoned, right?" And
right.
You hear someone yelling from the sign. He goes, "This street's always abandoned,
right? This one is cordoned off on both ends and always has been. You know, telling you, they are so damn lazy, and they put it on the top of the news every night, and people are going there drooling in front of their TV sets. Turn the stuff off and go find the news somewhere.
I just got a message from Billy Buck. He's like, dude, the daily infected death count.
Yeah,
what is that doing for anybody? Just if there is a you can talk about stuff, but how about say like how many people have gotten better? How many people taking the hydroxychloroquine stuff got better? Is there a flattening? Look at the rate.
You would have to do research.
Instead of giving me the death count, right?
Yeah.
Tell me what's the increase. And then you got to break it down, too. You can't compare Iowa and Tucson to
right.
L.A. and New York.
No. With millions and millions and millions of people that are getting all infected.
All right. We got to go, Ed. Congressman Schweikert's coming up. What are you playing as our out music? Are we going to do the old stuff?
Well, yeah.
I see peanut butter jelly time up.
So no, that's coming up. We'll play that for the congressman.
Oh, my Lord. He'll just hang right up on us.
He might not ever come back. I don't know.
Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, Ed Alexander, Christy Simone. We're going to get through this, and hopefully it's quicker than sooner than later, as we say. Wake up.